Welcome to Rage, you nerds. I am Mr. Keck, and I am joined, like I am on Fridays, by my brother Jared and our friend TJ. Nerds, welcome. TJ, if you could be the booker for one moment, what segment would you like to start with?
Let's go straight into the movie review.
Oh, you want to do the nerding out right meow?
Right meow.
Okay then, let's do it. This is the tale of the tape for Fat Man, released November 13th, 2020. Directors, Isham Nelms and Ian Nelson. It's always kind of troubling when there's two directors listed. Distributor, Saban Films. Stars, Mel Gibson, Walton Goggins, and Marianne Jean-Baptiste. Runtime, 100 minutes. Budget, $20 million. Box office, $1.6 million. But remember, this is during the Dark Ages. Awards, if the drug cocaine made a movie award. Rotten Tomatoes, 45%. Google users, 71% liked. IMDb, 5.9 out of 10. Ladies and gentlemen, and people of all things in between, it is Fat Man. We are the nerds, and we are about to nerd out on you.
TJ, what do you think? Should we keep the music playing during this segment?
Yeah, it kind of seems fitting.
I like it. All right. So, this is one of the times where we kind of, I don't know who got the highest score. Was it IMDb? No, it was Google.
Google user, 71%. Loved it.
TJ and I'm just going to tell you right now, we blew it out of the water, and we even scored this thing higher. This is our first, I'm just going to say it, this is our first passing grade for a movie. This movie is so good. It is so good. It's got everything you want. There's a little bit of drama. There's a little bit of suspense. There's a little bit of kind of sci-fi. There's a little bit of action. And the only thing that I didn't like about it is there are points where it feels a little slow at times, but not one thing is ever out of place. Everything is well-intentioned. There's no filler. There's no boring filler. Everything that is put there is there for a reason. And though that does seem kind of slow, it never feels boring. You never feel boring. This is one movie I was like, halfway through, I was like, I gotta go smoke a cigarette. I'm bored, you know? And TJ will attest to this. There have been many movies where I'm like, you wanna take a break? Yeah, let's take a break. So TJ, I don't know. Let's get into this. Let's get into the meat of things. Plot, storyline, genre, writing, runtime, and the special effects, which just didn't need a whole lot of special effects. This movie delivered in all forms on as far as our main grading category, which is what we call the meat, and it's worth 30 points if you're looking at a grading scale.
Honestly, I gave it a 30 out of 30 for all of it. The plot, as ridiculous as it sounds, Santa working with the U.S. government to make parts for the military or something, and some spoiled rich kid gets pissed off and puts out a hit on him. It just sounds stupid, but
that's
this movie...
That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's the idea. A spoiled rich kid gets mad at Santa for getting a lump of coal, who has some daddy issues, by the way. We'll point that out. Who has some daddy issues gets mad at Santa for his lump of coal, and he's rich enough that he hires Walton Goggins, the hitman, to kill Santa Claus. And Walton Goggins has his own Santa demons and has been itching to kill Santa Claus for a long time. I remember when we watched the trailer to it, we both had kind of the same reaction. This is either going to be really, really stupid, but it's we're going to get a laugh. And that's another thing. There's some comedic elements in this movie that just with the spoiled rich kid and whatnot. And but it's just it's so nothing about it was bad. Like entertainment from start to finish, you didn't want to stop watching. Mel Gibson. And by the way, despite maybe some questionable moments in his past, in his personal life, Mel Gibson is one of my favorite actors. And the reason why is because whatever he's in, there's not one thing that he does like halfway. He sells out his character, whatever it is, whether it's him in Maverick, Lethal Weapon, you know, We Were Soldiers, Braveheart. You know, and this one wasn't any. I've never seen Mel Gibson in a movie where I said, you know, the movie was okay, but man, Mel Gibson's acting really brought it. Even Mad Max, and it wasn't Mad Max's fault, or slightly offended Max. It wasn't his fault. It was just the writing of the movie. TJ, what did you kind of think about how they kind of brought this all together with, you know, the story of kind of like Chris Kringle being sort of your ordinary guy. He's kind of old, and you know he's not really tired of doing it. But there's an element in the movie where people, you get the sense that they're trying to tell you that people don't really believe in Santa anymore, and that's kind of what's making him age. But they really kind of humanize Santa's character. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good seeing like a grumpy version of Santa Claus.
A grumpy old man that kind of, you know, he kind of struggles with it. One of the things they talk about is, okay, so Santa works with the government. Basically, the government funds Santa. So, like, they send him the check, and that he uses that for the elves to make all the toys and all this other stuff because of, they didn't really say COVID, but kind of insinuated COVID that business was down, you didn't produce enough, so your subsidy this year is not as much. Your check is less, you know, so he's kind of like, wow, we got to kind of make this up somehow. So the government says, well, hey, you can make it up. We'll give you some more money if you make some military weapons for us. And of course, the elves, there's a lot of interactions between the elves and the military that are really funny, too. And kind of not how they humanize the elves, but kind of one of the head elves goes into this long spiel about how they only have to sleep for 20 minutes every 8 hours. That's a standard elf lifestyle, you know, and how they have to off base because the only thing they eat is cookies, like in the entire movie. The only thing anybody ever eats is cookies. And it's something like their sugar intake has to offset their calories so they can burn those long hours. And the, you know, the army's like, wasn't that not healthy? He's like, no, it's perfectly healthy for an elf. And it's definitely one. I think in me and TJ, I think I brought it down on one area just because I didn't like that it felt a little slow at times. I gave it a 93 out of 100. TJ gave it a 100 out of 100. So both of us love this movie. The ending was superb. It left some vindication there. It didn't leave you hanging or anticipating like a part two, even though you kind of want one. It just ended well. So at the end, and it gives a kind of Santa a supernatural quality. One of the things, though, not to spoil anything, but so he gets home from his Christmas present run, and he's kind of walking like, oh, he's an old man, you know, and he gets in the bathroom and he pulls up his shirt and he's got a bullet hole in him, lays down with Mrs. Claus, you know, and anyways, and she's like, what happened? He's like, ah, some damn teenagers with a deer rifle. You know, it's just kind of like, and then there's another part where he takes apart the bottom of his sleigh and you see two bullet holes in it. So I don't know. It's just, it's got all the elements of a great movie. If you haven't seen this yet, it's on Amazon. Well, it's on Amazon, but I think, do we have to rent it? I think we did have to rent it. It was like $4, but it is absolutely where I want to buy it now because I want to go back and watch it again. It's just an entertaining movie. It's great. TJ, would you like to add anything?
You know, like I scored it 100, but it's by no means a perfect movie. I mean, it was entertaining as hell. Just a different side of Santa Claus and that mythology, I guess. You know, I'm adding it to my Christmas watch list. So it's going to be Christmas Vacation, Die Hard, and Fat Man.
It's a pretty good list there, TJ, not going to lie.
Cack, did you watch it yet?
I have not watched it, no.
Oh, so worth it.
But I do want to, just to throw this out there for anyone that is interested in watching it, if you have Peacock, according to the internet, it says it's on Peacock for free.
All right, there you go.
But that might be free if you have the Peacock subscription, yeah.
Might not have wasted $5 on this great movie.
It had ads.
Yeah, but it had ads. You know, I'd watch this again with commercials. I don't care. It was good. I think the funniest thing, though, is you get Santa's, like, again, without spoiling the movie too much, because I don't want to. This is one I don't want to spoil. Like, when it's terrible, I want to tell you everything about it. When it's good, I'm like, no, I want you to go watch it. But, like, there's this, at the end, I won't say what happens other than vindication, but there's this moment of, even though Santa's been through all this crap, you know, he still presents kind of a mercy. You know, there's a merciful character when there's a confrontation. So it's, I don't know. I'm putting this on the buy list.
Yeah, I just checked. It is on Peacock.
And I like how, you know, they kind of get into the red coat, but I guess where they're at is like in Upper Canada somewhere in a place called, what was it? North Peak. Instead of North Pole, the clothing that he wears in that in that what we got on screen right now is what he wears in the movie, and it's just I like this take on it. I just like this take because they've never done anything like this with a Santa kind of movie before. Santa with guns. One of the things in the trailer is great is like a, you know, when there's a, finally a confrontation between the hitman and Santa. I've come to kill you, fat man, and you think you're the first? And it's kind of like, man, Santa's been around for a while. That's kind of the other thing that's fun. You can see kind of why he might be a little bit older and a little bit grumpier.
So, as I've mentioned before, I have not watched this, but I would be fascinated. Have you boys seen that one Santa movie that has Bill Goldberg as a roided up angry Santa Claus?
I have not, but I know which one you're talking about.
Okay, so it's...
I haven't seen it.
So it's not a good movie. I haven't seen it either, but by all accounts, it's not a good movie. I think I've seen a kill count for it. I need to go back and see if Dead Meat on YouTube did a kill count for it. But I've seen clips of it somewhere enough to know that I would not enjoy it. But I would be very interested to see like where angry Bill Goldberg Santa stacks up with angry Mel Gibson Santa, because it sounds like Mel Gibson, pretty good Santa, as the story permits.
Yeah, and he wasn't even angry, he was just grumpy.
Grumpy old
just like
Santa.
Just a grumpy old Santa. And it was nice just to kind of see a Santa movie where it didn't fall back on having to see Santa deliver the presents. You know, this was like very much a during the off-season kind of thing.
So, yeah.
And the kid in the movie reminds me of someone that Jared and I know quite well.
It's not my son.
Thank goodness.
No, it's someone else that we've had known for a while. The kid's acting in it just made me want to punch him in the face.
That's a good actor. Ow. It's a good child actor then.
Yeah. So, you know, Santa Claus, yeah, Mel Gibson's never bad in anything he does.
He really
even
isn't.
After his career took a tumble.
Yes.
You know, and then the hitman, what is that, Walter Goggins, yeah. Perfect job, like, so funny in this movie.
Have you guys seen Justified?
Like, yes, the series? Oh yeah.
Okay, yeah, great, yeah. Walter Goggins is just amazing in everything I've seen him in. Even in Sons of Anarchy, when he is playing a very interesting role. I don't know if you guys remember him from Sons of Anarchy.
I actually have not seen Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Well, he plays...
It's on the watch list. I'll
he
get
plays
to
an interesting character in Sons of Anarchy that I don't think could be made right now. So I don't know if it might be a little bit too risque for 2021. But Walter Goggins, I love him pretty much in everything I've seen him in. And I've seen him in a wide array of things that are both good and bad, but he is always a shining light in everything he's in. So I'm glad him and Mel Gibson got to play off each other. Just seeing those two names casted, I was like, I really do want to see this. Like, that is something I would legitimately like to watch. Also, it kind of sounds like this might be less of Santa and more that Riggs just moved up to the north and grew a beard.
Yeah, like a retired Riggs. Yeah, it's like, it's very much kind of a retired Riggs feel. You know, he's too old for this shit, which I know that was Danny Glover's character, but that's in a strange way. But here's the thing. Riggs was crazy. And you never get the feeling that like Santa is crazy. He's just like TJ said, he's a grumpy old man. People don't believe in Santa anymore. It was a slow year because they basically the other thing are like, who's been naughty or nice? Of course they've got a book.
Yep.
But who writes letters? Because he's always going to the post office looking for letters. And they mentioned, I think at one point, that there's not as many letters this year, which again affects their subsidies and blah, blah, blah. But it was just, I don't know. I wouldn't say, yeah. Maybe if Riggs was finally, just if Riggs became a grumpy old man without all the psychoness.
You know, part of the funniest part of this movie is not only seeing like the elves interact with the military,
yeah,
but it's watching the hitman try to track down Santa Claus.
That is pretty good.
It is
too.
The probably one of the funniest scene, like few scenes in the movie, like everything that he has to go through, like calling up places in Canada to see if there's a Kris Kringle.
Yeah. and they're, yeah, well, and just, he's, okay, so his character is kind of a, an eccentric, very peculiar kind of, So one of the first scenes you see him in is he is meeting with a man to purchase a Santa present. He's a collector of Santa artifacts, and you get the real, again, without going in, because I don't want to spoil it, because at the very end of it, when they kind of have a confrontation, there's a reveal there that kind of brings some a drama element into it that you're like, whoa, that's kind of heavy in the midst of this kind of crazy, goofy, exciting movie.
And I hate that we're not spoiling certain things, but at the same time, I'm glad we're not, because this really does need to be watched.
Yeah, any other time I would spoil it if it was trash, but I want you to watch this. I want you to go watch this. So if you're watching this on YouTube right now, right after you hit the like and subscribe button, can you like on YouTube? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hit the subscribe button, and then, oh yeah, you can, the little thumbs up-y thing, you know, because I'm very new at internet. And then hit that notification bell, because if you don't hit that dinghy, if you don't hit the dinghy, you'll never know we're here. Anyways, the reason I don't want to jump into spoilers is because if you haven't seen it yet, I want you to go watch it. And I want you to experience what me and TJ got to experience, was just a damn good movie. Just a damn good movie.
So I don't have any trivia for this movie, but I thought I'd read some comments from the viewers, especially from viewers. This film was truly awesome. It really captures the little things that make Christmas great, and Mel Gibson has given us another great performance in his later career. And then he also went on to quote, Edge of Darkness, Get the Gringo, Dragged Across Concrete, as other films that Mel Gibson's rocking out in his old age. As this unapologetic, grizzled, battle-worn Santa, who is still tied to the kindness and loving spirit of Christmas the world has come to forget. Next one says, Mel Gibson was a kind, mad, loving, pissed, proud, tough, humble Santa Claus that calls balls and strikes when it comes to naughty and nice. I love the premise of Fat Man. It had everything. Hard-working small business owners feeling unappreciated and worrying about the future of his business employees. Government trying to impose its will on the little guy. Privileged, unappreciative youth that don't value honest work, who want to win at all cost. The strong woman behind the strong man. How things large or small can change the direction of children's lives. That was a very thoughtful Google review.
And whoever that reviewer was, nailed it.
And an important note from another reviewer that says, for all those wondering why the reviews are so mixed, it's because for some reason, a lot of viewers thought this was supposed to be your average ho, 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 here comes Santa Christmas flick, and aren't the type of viewers who enjoy crude, gritty humor and intense action. I do think that's actually a very legitimate claim. There have been a lot of people, and I saw some articles wrote about this, like, this isn't a family movie. And it's like, well, just because it has Santa, I don't think it's supposed to be a family movie. But yeah, no, apparently there were a lot of very off-put Amazon, or I guess this was probably more theater goers. People went to the theater expecting to see Santa, and their children were introduced to maybe a Santa they weren't expecting. That's some reviews, but yeah, no, like Google users love this film.
I don't, you know, now that I think about it, I don't know if Mel Gibson in this movie says a curse word at all.
Well, he's Santa.
I can't.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. There's plenty of cursing, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mel Gibson says, like, oh, I like the shot you have. That was a big big reveal. I'm not going to say where or how what happened. But if there's a sequel and this isn't giving too much away, Santa may actually be a pirate. Right, TJ?
I kind of hope there is a sequel, but at the same time, I kind of hope there's not. Just because I like this movie so much that I don't want to see a sequel. Because the sequel would probably ruin it.
I don't know. I kind of hope it's like a dueling older actor off between Santas, where you have Kurt Russell's purely whole good-natured Santa with him and Goldie Hawn on Netflix, and then grizzled veteran Santa, who is still family appropriate. I appreciate the fact knowing that he, besides the violence, kept this, like, Santa doesn't cuss, so I'm not cussing. And if he holds true to that, that's awesome. I appreciate his dedication to the character of not providing a Santa with curse words. Even though Tim Allen, on the set of Santa Claus, behind the scenes, did say curse words to the kids to rile them up. Tim Allen, I'm putting you on notice. But yeah, like Kurt Russell Santa, Mel Gibson Santa, what a time to be alive for action hero Santas.
Yeah.
All right, I've had
I don't think needs this Mel Gibson Santa.
It does. It really does.
All right, boys, anything else about Fat Man?
Go watch it.
Go nice to in stereo. That's awesome. So that was Nerding Out. If you happen to like the reviews of the guys, please leave a like and subscribe to the channel. Hit that dingy, as we say. I think that's what we say. If for whatever reason you didn't like it, you should still like and subscribe and see if we do better next time. Also, feel free to leave us comments letting us know what movies we should have the nerds review in the future. We take all of your feedback into consideration. All right, love you, you assholes. Get out of here. Merry Christmas. It's May. All right.
That was a promo in and of itself. I think we should cut that to just your face, and that should be at the end of every Rage You Nerds YouTube video.